Let us offer our consecration to the Lord. Lord, we offer up to you this day as we continue through this week. We ask that you lead us to always be focused on you. We ask that you lead us to be encouraged by every place you are leading us to. And we ask that we remember the guidance of your Spirit, the grace that you bestow upon us, that we may serve you and love you more. And we ask this through Christ our Lord. Well, today is Tuesday, and we are in the 30th week of Ordinary Time. There's only about 4 weeks left, and the first Sunday of Advent will be the Sunday after Thanksgiving, as it usually is. And we just learned a little while ago that there is going to be a synod. Well, we know the synod starting there's preparation for it, but the synod will be starting over the next year to kind of open the church up to where the Lord is calling us as a church. And coming up on the first Sunday of Advent, there will be a mass to open that synod here in the Boston area. You know, obviously the synod will be opening up in Rome, but there'll also be a focus of where we need to go as church, both as the church in Rome and also the church in Boston. We are continuing through Romans, which is our first reading this week. Today, we're going to be look at Romans chapter 8, verses 18 to 25. Obviously, we don't look at all of it. That's what we're encouraging you, or I'm encouraging you, to go to chapter 8 and read 18 to 25. You can also, if you've heard the ad that we've done in the past, go to bible.usccb.org. That's bible.usccb.org. But here, St. Paul is talking about the sufferings of this present time are as nothing compared with the glory to be revealed in us. This is important. Now, first of all, I should add that we're in the last 4 weeks of the liturgical year. The liturgical year ends the day before the first Sunday of Advent. So the first Sunday of Advent begins a whole new liturgical year. This new liturgical year will be year C, by the way, and our focus will be the Gospel of Luke. And every year there is a mixture of the Gospel of John, depending on which gospel we use. For example, we're just finishing the Gospel of Mark, which is the shortest, the first and the shortest gospel, so we use a lot of the Gospel of John during this year. But now we're going into Luke, but that'll be in about 4 weeks. So in the meantime, we are focusing on the end of the liturgical year. And as is usually the case, we are also focusing on the end of the world and the coming of the new kingdom of God. So the readings are going to be focused there. Now, it's going to be even more so next week, because next week is the month of November, and the month of November is the last month of the liturgical year. So it's that month that we focus on preparing for our own death as we remember those who have gone before us. That's the reason why Halloween falls into there. It's obviously the last day of October. It is also All Hallows Eve. The following day is All Saints Day. That's where it came from. All Hallows was an Old English expression of saying All Saints. And so that's where Halloween originally came from. You probably know that story before. But one of the things that a lot of people don't understand, because they see the visuals, is that because we celebrate the saints on All Saints Day, we remember because of Jesus' death and resurrection. A priest explained this to me. It was a great line. It was Father Richard DeVere explained this to me. That Jesus died and rose, and in doing so, he destroyed death, and he destroyed the devil, and he destroyed the kingdom of evil that he creates. So through Jesus, we have power over that. I mean, it no longer needs to threaten us. Therefore, we can laugh at it. Now, that doesn't mean that we say there is no devil or any. That's a major mistake. But it's, in other words, in Christ, we have the power over the devil. And we know that as Catholics, we believe in exorcism. Now, we don't do exorcism. We pray that the Lord casts out the demonic. We don't do them ourselves, per se. I mean, granted, we do them as prayer. We don't do them as our power. We do them as prayer. We ask the Lord to cast out the demonic. You know, the famous that famous prayer that we did a little while ago, the prayer of St. Michael, St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. We're praying to St. Michael the Archangel that he defend us as God's servant, as, and the whole story of Michael is in the book of Revelation, as God's servant, it's also in the book of Daniel, as God's servant to protect us from these powers of evil. So through the heavenly host, we have that immunity, in a sense, from evil, unless we give evil power. And what's the way to give evil power? By opening ourselves to it in different ways, by opening ourselves, by giving ourselves over to temptation in different ways, by opening ourselves to it, by engaging in the occult or anything like that. So that can do it too. So you want to be careful of that. That's why Halloween, one thing you have to be careful about Halloween is not taking it so lightly that you open yourself up to the demonic by going to a seance or something like that. Don't ever do anything like that, or playing with tarot cards or Ouija board or something like that. Don't ever do that. That's opening yourself up. That's opening up a door. As one exorcist once put me, and so there's once explained to me, there's no door there. It's actually direct contact. You don't want to do that. But what you do want to know is that as we focus on Christ, the demonic has no power. In the meantime, we are welcoming you to our broadcast and our podcast. And I hope if you've been listening to this program, you're listening to it regularly and it's touching your heart. And if so, to let other people know we're here. CatholicAudioMedia.com. Just let them know, hey, CatholicAudioMedia.com. Have you checked this out? They got this great podcast. Check it out. Anyway, CatholicAudioMedia.com. And assuming that you are returning, because if you are returning, that you've listened to previous programs and they've touched you, we encourage you to share this link, Catholic Audio Media, or if you click on the podcast there, you can go right to the podcast page. Or if you listen to us on iHeart or some of the other podcast places, you can do that. And whatever your favorite podcast thing is, go ask for Catholic Audio Media and check that out. And we give this to you freely, but if you'd like to donate, we'd really appreciate it. We have a donate page over at CatholicAudioMedia.com. Check that out. Or you can send us a donation at 43 Holton Street, Alston, Massachusetts. That's 43 Holton Street, Alston, Massachusetts. So why don't you come to Mass? You have a standing invitation to come to our 10 o'clock a.m. Mass. So the reason why I kind of diverted into all that story about Halloween and everything is during these last 4 weeks, that's our focus, is understanding the end times, is that focus. So that focus on keeping our focus on Christ, keeping focused on Him and not being focused on those things that may try to intimidate us or try to scare us. And that's why we see in today's reading from St. Paul in Romans, he says, I consider that the sufferings of the present time are as nothing compared with the glory to be revealed in us. And so he's focused on where we're called to be focused, that we are in the process. The world is in the process of this continual movement, but there will come a time that we will be united with Christ, the process will be over, and we will be with that, with He whom we have hoped to be encounter for so long throughout our lives. And St. Paul says at the end of the reading is, for in our hope we were saved, because we're focused on that which we believe in. Now, why do we have to believe in it? Why can't we see it? Hope that sees for itself, Paul writes, is not hope. If you are planning to drive to the Prudential Center today and you know where it is, you don't really have a hope that you will find the Prudential Center because you already did. It's right there. If you're, especially if you happen to be driving around in your taxi or Uber listening to this, yeah, it's right there. So there's no hope there. So we know there is something beyond what we can see physically. There's something beyond what we can know physically. There is something we see through the eyes of faith. We see beyond all that. And because of that, what we see beyond it, we understand a deeper truth and we have that deeper hope. That's where we're focused on. That hope only exists when we understand that we're looking at something through the eyes of faith. It cannot exist if we already know, if we already see it right then and there. And the reason why we have to look at it through the eyes of faith is because it is beyond our ability to comprehend it right now. It is beyond our ability to see it, beyond our ability to comprehend it right now. This is one of the things I always explain, the difference between faith and science. Because science is based in the material, and it's based in that which we can see, that which we can perceive. But if we don't believe in anything beyond science, remember, I believe in everything you can find in science. If we don't believe in anything beyond science, then what we're saying is all that exists is what we can perceive. But we as people of faith have a bigger understanding of the world, and therefore everything we understand in science is encompassed in also what we believe in faith. So, that which we cannot see is what we are focused on in our hopes, that which we cannot know. Now, the other part of this that St. Paul teaches in other places, and this is really important, is because we see through the eyes of faith. Remember, from a Catholic perspective, we believe in science and faith. So we believe in everything that science teaches, and then that bigger realm, which is faith. So we believe in this bigger realm. So we see things from a different perspective. We see a more encompassing view, not a competing view, a more encompassing view. So we understand things from a bigger picture. We understand things from a bigger reality. We understand things from a bigger truth. And that's what St. Paul is saying. Our focus is on that bigger truth. And some of that truth that we understand comes through the eyes of faith, which leads us to a concept of hope. We are in hope for the future. We look forward to the future in hope. We look forward to what Christ is promising us. And therefore, we stare our life in terms of what is promised, of what we can see and what we can't see, but what we hope for, what we see through our physical eyes, what we see through the eyes of faith. That is where our focus is, and that is what we use to drive the direction of our life. And this will continually be the theme for the next 4 weeks in different ways, because we are looking at the end of the year and the end times. So if you what you heard today touched your heart, we encourage you to share today's podcast and broadcast with friends and family so that they can be enlightened as well. You know, you can find us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. All you have to do is say, I was listening to CatholicAudioMedia.com, or have you checked us at the show at 3 o'clock in the morning or midnight on WEZE. In the meantime, have yourself a blessed day, and we will talk to you tomorrow. In Cristo vivimos.